Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. This will be a soccer segment before we get going, but on Friday, we're going to gather at Fadley's and lament the fact that the United States is not going to win the World Cup on home soil next weekend. We are going to have some crab cakes on home soil. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday. We're moving around. We're going to be at Casas. We're going to be at Pizza John's later this month. We're going to be at Coco's in early August. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We got racehorses, bridges, crab cakes, things. Our partners at GBMC putting us back together again all summer long, as well as Farnan and Dermer, the HVAC comfort guys that when it gets a little hot out there under the collar, you can give them a call at 410-367-7777. I'm a little hot under the collar at the way the United States men's soccer program appointed itself on Monday night out in Seattle. I have not talked a lot in and around the games, and I'm bringing on probably the only guest I'm going to have on. We've lost Grant Wall along the way. I've had some other guests on in recent weeks, but the World Cup came to America. Pete Carungi was doing things with kids as he's always doing whenever at Essex Community College. I tried to lure him out to Greenmount Station. Our paths didn't cross on the Sorrento of Arbutus day. So we were trying to get together, even at Di Pasquale's, and maybe have a sandwich, maybe have some sausages with Darren the Sausage King. Di Pasquale's, but none of that happened. It's our first meeting together on the air, which is very unusual because you used to come out, what, 3, 4 days a week? You'd come out and sit in the studio every single day. And we would do this back in 02, 06, 10, before you were the big time Final Four UMBC guy, when you were just Petey from Highlandtown. And your neighborhood, you're not even Petey from Highlandtown. You're Petey from, like, what from the little village where you used to play, was it? With
Pete,
neighborhood
it was Petey from Highlandtown.
on Pompeii, Petey,
Pompey's in
Pete,
Highlandtown.
Pompeii, Petey. But you've always been my dude, and we haven't talked about anything. I don't know if you made it to Philadelphia to one of the games. I know you talked about it. We had talked about housing the German team over at UMBC and getting the lot guys together over there to give them the old, maybe have some beverages in the park. I don't know, but none of this happened. We dreamed of the World Cup in Baltimore. We dreamed in D.C. You and I dreamed of going to a game together. And last I checked, unless we're going to go to see Argentina play Sunday night in Kansas City, we're not going to do that. How's it been for you? How's the last couple of weeks? Just in a general sense of how other World Cups have gone in your lifetime, because it's a true holiday in the Carungi family.
It was totally different because the last World Cup I actually was involved. I was working over in DC. I was in the locker room. I was on the field. I had all access. And I went to the World Cup final in LA. So it was a
Oh,
ways
wow. You went to the
way
final.
to the final. Yeah.
The
So I
Brazil and who was it?
Italy.
Italy. Oh, wow.
So I went. So I was really much more involved than this one. I think when we tried to get it to come to Baltimore, I think you were up there when we were the FIFA people were here, and we tried to get it Baltimore, Washington. It looked good at times. M&T was going to be the perfect stadium to play in, and unfortunately, we lost out on the bid, Baltimore, Washington. And I
I
think
was
that
with you that day when Dick Cass was sweating his nuts off and we were all out there. I mean, literally, it was 120 degrees. It was really hot that day.
It was really
And
hot.
there was a thing on the field, and I guess we're going back 5, 6 years, whatever it was. I mean, Hazeltine BS'd me 20 years ago, and I have a USA 22 number jersey on it that said Baltimore on the back that was gifted to me back in 2010 when I put together the ill-fated World Cup event in Towson that few people came to. Comcast never paid the bill. They stuck me with a $10,000 bill. Anybody sees the Comcast Xfinity people tell me still owe me 10 grand from that event. But like I've been through the ringer with soccer and your game that you love, and this time around I eased into it. I didn't watch like every minute of every day, but I'll be honest, Pete, the last week, once we get knocking out, once we started to get to the double games at the same time, the third games, those rounds, I got sucked back in because it's just such a great game. And I just want to give you that as a guy that,
Addicting.
listen, you love the Orioles, you love me, you love baseball, you love football. Like we're American guys. We grew up 2 miles from each other. You're a legend and I'm whatever I am. But like your game, you have a beautiful game. Your game's a great, great, wonderful game that I'm glad that in your lifetime, since you've gone gray and we've been at this 35 years, you and me, 50 years, 60 years, you, but like it should warm your heart that it stopped America on Monday night and there was some level of disappointment, even though it's not even logical because they were the better team and we'll get to that. But like you've seen this come a hell of a long way, Petey.
Yeah, this is almost the same old song because, I remember in 1966, the first time I watched the World Cup game, England won the championship and it was on the wide world of sports. And obviously, I was playing soccer as a little kid, and in Hallentown, soccer was everything. So, we would actually get like a car full of guys, one of the older guys would drive, and we'd all go over to DC to watch the games. Because it was on closed circuited, and it was the only way you can watch the World Cup back then. So that was like
It was
66.
like a total nerd club to even be a soccer player. Not in your neighborhood now. I mean, listen, man, I'm East Side, and dude, I should drag you over to Pizza John's and let's just sit and tell story. I'd love to do that with you. I mean, I'm doing the show there later on in the month. I'd love to just like tell those stories at length where we're not doing it on an
There's
iPad
so
and.
many stories to tell, and so many amazing stories, like going all the way over to DC, like the World Cup, me being on the field and having to call out Mexico and Italy when they come out. I had the headphones on, and ESPN is telling me bring them out,
Oh
and I'm
man.
sweating because Mexico don't have all its players in line, and they keep screaming, and I'm like trying to get them to come out, and I'm all sweating. And just a funny story because I'm literally on the field trying to bring both teams to walk, do the walk, and one's not ready. And you know that. I mean, you've been in TV and radio your whole life. When they want you out now. And the Mexican team wasn't budging. And I was, needless to say, I was sweating bullets just because it was really, it was scary.
All right, listen, man, promise me in the next couple of weeks we'll figure this out. If you're at the beach, I don't know what you're doing.
No, I'll
But
be
like
I'm
I'm
all
on
I'm
next
all
couple of Fridays, we're doing a crab cake tour. I want to get you out at length to like tell stories because like that's what this is about. Like it's unbelievable in my lifetime that I've lived long enough to have the 20 years. Did you see the videos I put up from Germany 20 years ago? Like I found the videos of me and my wife and Ken and Meg walking in Gelsenkirchen. We had sat in traffic 3.5 hours. You almost missed kick. Like we gave ourselves 8 hours and it didn't, like it was that much of a mangled mess in Germany in 2006 when we had a rental Volvo driving from Amsterdam. I got a $90 speeding ticket. So we remember all these stuff, and I told this great story about how we wound up at the USA Italy game. And you remember that vividly. I mean, I had the radio station, you came in, you were at Volare, oh, Contare. So, I mean, I attended a USA Italy game in Kaiserslautern. I have my tickets. I can't find the videos, Petey. So, when we get together, let's story tell about World Cups of past because I want to hear all your 94s, your 66s. Maybe by the time we get together, England will win and we can tell some Billy Ronson stories. I'd love to do all of that. But let's talk about the United States and the team and the game just in this segment. And, you and I can, we'll do Orioles when we get together, be trading deadline too.
Sure.
But the United States team, and I go back to John Harkes. And the Wynalda and the Love Gate and Steve Sampson was in my studio. Do you remember the friendly they played with Ecuador here in '97? Right, they stayed in my hotel at the Sheraton in Towson. Brecky, Tab Ramos, Roy Lassiter—they all came to the studio. Steve Sampson. I bought a jersey with my then girlfriend Robin. Love you, Robin. And they were going off to France, and I had I still have a '98 jersey. I'll wear that when we get together. And from that moment forward, like I started to support the team through you, through me, through O2, Ronson sitting in, Healy, all of, Tariq, Lance, all of those guys, not Ryerson or Desmond. I would have loved to have had those kind of guys be involved. Dennison, 02, 06, 10, I went to the Cup in 6. 10, I wanted to go to South Africa. 14, my wife was fighting for her life. I remember these are snapshots in my life, like presidencies or Olympics every 4 years. And to see what the American program, what happened in 02, when you were with me at Racers Cafe at 7 in the morning for the Germany games and Oliver Kahn and all of that, it's been 24 years. To exhale a little bit for the program, and I know Alexi Lalas was doing that in the post game. I know Carly Lloyd was, the real serious people that have been at this a long time, like you've been at this a long time. Where are you on the American program? And whatever happened, I mean, I'm not ashamed of losing for. We sat here, my wife and I said they're going to lose. They're just going to lose. The Trump thing, the forward, the reg. I just, you know, I the, even Seattle, I just felt like in the end, we're getting there, but we're not there yet. And that's okay. It's okay, I think.
Let me sum it up because we were so close, and I think obviously the hype of playing here and with the crowds, and I mean every bar was packed last night, with people watching the games and just bringing the World Cup does bring people together for a short period of time that some don't even like soccer, but it's USA. It's hey, we got a chance. We always have a chance once you're in it and you host it. But last night was one of those. Realistically, they were the better team. I know we read the hype, and I'm very disappointed that we lost. But I'm more disappointed in how we played. I didn't think we played our best. I don't think there was nowhere near our best. And now looking back, the draw was kind of favorable to us. So it kind of led us to that point where we're going to get there. Win the one game yesterday. And then, we're probably on not on this call, but we're talking about, what's going to happen next, which would have been unbelievable, really. But it's almost for people who've been around, it's almost the same thing. We get to a certain point and then we stop. And now we question, where are we as a soccer country? Why can't we get better? Why can't we produce this? Why can't we produce that? And I've heard that, and I'm tired of hearing the same old story, to be honest with you, because I think we still should be further along than we are. And I think we should be further along with the pool of players. But having said that, my hat's off to those guys yesterday. And it was a fun run. It's always a fun run when you're in the World Cup. Look at Italy, that's the other one of our teams that a lot of us root for. They haven't gotten in it the last 3 years, so that's shocking as it is. But the United States was there. Probably played at the beginning. The first game was the best game I've ever seen him play, to be honest with you. But then again, look back, you're not playing the best, one of the best teams that's in the tournament. You're playing a team that's kind of there for the setup to win the game.
Pete Carinci is my guest. If you're a soccer fan anywhere, and I need to explain to you who Pete is, Google Pete. That's all I can say. Carinci. Look, man, we'll do Chicago music. We're gonna do Pizza Crab. We'll do all of that. I'm trying to stay on this because I'm coming up with stuff that, like, I feel like I'm having a beer with you, Pete, or a sandwich or a sausage at this point down at Deep Pasquale's. But I'm ignorant about your game. And whenever I stand with you or people like you, anyone who played the game, Stitz and I were going back and forth. We played Little League together, but I stand in awe of remembering his power, like being down on the field and seeing him kick a ball as a professional soccer player, as a 30-year-old man when I was doing color with Drew and running around. And talking to guys like him and Dieter, who are really good. And I was trying to express to my wife your legend. I mean, you're a Final Four coach. I'm not blowing smoke up your. I'm not. Final Four coach. You played on a national championship team. And I'm thinking to myself, Steve Sampson, John Harkes, Bruce Arena, the people that have been around the program that have been American people, not sons of immigrant. We're all sons of immigrants. I mean, first language American, born in America here. What, let's say, In you know the Harrisburg Heat used to play here. Little did I know, the father's name Pulisic. We didn't even know how to pronounce it, but I said it on the radio. When I called the games in the arena, to think that that kid would be the prodigy and be the legend of all of this. That when it comes time to get a coach, though, we go get a German coach, or we go get an Italian coach, or an Argentine, whatever it would be. Back in the day, we had Bora Milutinovic, right? I had to learn how to say that. I'm not pimping for you or someone like you. Tell me why you wouldn't be qualified, and why this guy was so special in the money and all of that in the end. And are you qualified? I'm only asking, like, my buddy Paulie Lamantia, who plays guitar as well as anybody I know, and when I'm with him, or my buddy John Allen, I would say, are you qualified to be in Kix if the guitar player would be out? Are you qualified to sing in Stone Temple Pilots? And I'm thinking to myself, with your Final Four qualifications, you would be in a pool of humans, American coaches, that they would say that someone wouldn't trust Steve Sampson, Bruce Arena, anyone like that. I'm just wondering why we outsource coaching, and why that wisdom or that motivation or that he is good at the mental side of the game, he coaches the men. And I'm thinking, well, Petey did pretty good, and not just you. Well, I'll throw your Maryland compadre in down at College Park, or North Carolina, or any of the great American coaches. I don't understand the international game, because I began with I'm ignorant. Put me on your lap and educate me, Uncle Pete, about the importance of that part of this that I've really never been able to explain
That's a
for
great
35
question.
years. Yeah.
It's a great question, and one that hardly ever gets brought up. But clearly, do I think I'm qualified? I think I'm qualified. That's the confidence that I have. I just don't believe. I don't think that I'm in the right circle. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Getting in the right circle. U.S. Soccer runs. They just and I'm not. Yeah, I'm gonna maybe throw a little shot, but. Even the players, the amount of players that we used to have from Maryland on the World Cup team, the national team, why are we produce some of the best players in the country. Our teams are always in the finals of the tournaments that they produce. Our players go through their system. And then you look out there today and all the kids who were young kids who could have been maybe at least one of them that chance, which we've had in the past, is not there. So, it's the people at the top. Once you're in power, you're always looking for the same people, your friends or friends of friends. It's always better to get a pro coach than to take a chance on a college coach. Or I mean, and I was fortunate to have coached professionally with the Maryland Bays when we won the whole thing. So, my credentials are there, but I would have never gotten that chance, I don't think, unless you know the right people. And I didn't. I knew the right people, but I didn't. Associate, hang out with the right people to even get that chance to move up. But yeah,
I
it's
have no doubt that it's political, Pete,
oh
but I
yeah.
mean, at the end of the day, is it? I've never understood where the money went. Like, even when you're buying tickets and they're playing friendlies, and how the players get paid, and why Cristiano Ronaldo even shows up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys, they make a lot of money. Like,
The country they're that's like our top athletes attend the Olympics. Imagine if there was a World Cup in basketball to this magnitude. All our top players would go. I mean, it's just one, you represent your country. Two, there's a money and exposure to be had. I mean, and the World Cup is the ultimate, as far as Cristiano Ronaldo is going to be here. One, to represent his country, and he wants to do that. The other two is just the marketing of him.
but where does all the money go? These $1,000 tickets, where does it all go?
That's I can't answer
Right.
that,
We don't even,
but
like,
they tell
shouldn't
you it
we know
goes
that?
back.
I mean, just to
They
some
tell
degree.
you that it goes back into, like, FIFA sends it back to Italy. It sends it to US. They send for the betterment of soccer, so it should help with youth soccer. It should help building programs. That's where they tell you the money's
You've been
gone.
in
But
soccer your whole life. You ever seen a nickel from FIFA?
no.
All right, well, let me hey, dude, I'm trying to call it the way it is, not the way it should be, but while we're in the middle of it, these are the problems. I mean, just the fact that the thing ever went to Qatar, I mean, and how crooked all of it was with the guy from Trinidad and Trump's buddy with the parrots, the fat guy that lived at the top of Trump Tower. Like, you know, all of the corruption of all of this. And then let's talk red card. Pete Carinci's here, by the way, in the aftermath of the U.S. meltdown against Belgium. The red card. Where and like I'm sure you took in 100 texts from 100 different kinds of people, some of your Italian buddies, your kids, your daughter, whatever. Where were you on just the fact that he was allowed to play? I think we can all agree was, you know, was probably it was a bad call. It wasn't a great call. I'll agree with
It's a
that.
bad call. It was a bad call. I've seen other players that were allowed to go back in. But I think the timing of this was all kind of crazy because it happened and then he's not playing and then he gets a call and then next thing this person's involved, that person's involved, and he's playing. The actual, them redoing it and reevaluating is not, they've done that before. They've done that with hot, big players in different situations. So I don't think this was the first. I think the timing of it kind of drew everybody a little bit off because, hey, he's out. And then all of a sudden, it's like he got a call in the middle of the night that he can play. And that was surprising to me. But I'm not surprised that he had the opportunity to play because, like I said, they do want their best players they can get in this tournament. But the big but is if you're following the rules of the game and he was red carded, you have to have a legitimate reason that he's back in. So.
Well, you know, all that being said, none of it really helped them. And you mentioned the fact that, look, when the thing's on your turf, you set it up, you know, in the way that Brazil would have set it up in 14 or Germany when I was over there in 06 to give yourself home. You know, you don't want to be playing Mexico in the LA Coliseum or the Rose Bowl anymore, right? Like, there's just things you don't want to do to give yourself a chance to win that Mexico City had happened for England. God rest Billy Ronson. I can't think of the England team without. I've spent a lot of World Cup days watching Ronson lose his mind when they lost. You know, I was there when all of the legendary red card for Beckham. I was sitting with Ronson when all that stuff happened through World Cup. So I am pulling for England. You know, in this thing, but they went down to Mexico City, the home field advantage for the Canadians to make it further in the cup and seeing Morocco. At some point, the U.S. would have been seeing Spain. This week, they haven't given up a goal. I mean, there was going to be an end of the line because they're not as good like the Germany thing in 02, which was amazing. Like, and you would say, we haven't come that far in 24 years. And then I look at, like, last I checked, your Italian buddies didn't even qualify, Petey. I know that doesn't sell well down at DePasquale's or with Richie or somebody a little Italy, but it's hard. You know, this isn't. You don't win every year. Ask Brazil. They're home right now. They're unhappy, right? Like, and Brazil went the biggest embarrassment ever, that Germany game back in 14 when they got embarrassed at home. It's hard to win, but when you get the home advantage, the games in Seattle, glorious. LA, glorious. Had they won again back to LA, then it would have been New York. Had they made it to a final in this miraculous way, they would have toured the country and all of that and bought in. I'm happy with how this has gone, given all that you talk about with corruption in Qatar and Russia and Trump and our Baltimore DC didn't get a game. This thing's been a mess from the beginning, but as it was set up and now that it's in progress and hopefully it goes off without anything weird happening between now and next week in New York, and you and I can get a slice of pizza and a crab cake and Pizza John's and talk about all of your World Cup memories. It's some great games, man. This has been a really good week or two of soccer and for your game and for the program and for whatever has been built here. And more than that, tourists have been here, people have come, natives have come, people have gotten in and out of stadiums, transportation aside. Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the end of it through New York next week on the 19th, see the Bon Jovi show that night in New York, go party. And you know, this has been a really neat World Cup to have it have happen here, even though we weren't a part of it and all of that. I'm digging it. It's getting my seal of approval, even though it's incredibly corrupt. The games have been great and the presentation's been great for me.
I think you're 100% right. I think this is one of the more exciting World Cups that I've ever watched. Obviously, with the United States having the success game in, game out, I only added to it. But one, how far we've come with soccer. You know, just to have every game televised, every game on live. You know, like I said, we used to have to go to DC to go watch a pay-per-view, to go into a movie theater to watch the World Cup. And now I think more people who haven't really, don't really watch soccer or like soccer, have gotten on the bandwagon, for lack of a better word, to say, hey, I really enjoy this. It's a great game. How exciting it was. And it wasn't in the US. I mean, you watched the England Mexico game. That was probably one of the best games from a standpoint of everything involved with it. What's on the line, the crowd. It was one of the best games I've seen in years, that's for sure.
Pete, we've come a long way where I took phone calls here in the 90s, right? From all your our Dundalk and Highland Town meathead buddies that loved the Orioles and the Colts and the or lacrosse people that would just look down upon soccer. And you would always say this to me, I got to find Kenny Cooper too. I want to talk to him about this England thing if I can get him to settle down a little bit. But like just my soccer people, you know, the people in my life that have always preached it, that have been a part of it the way you've been a part of it. Does it feel good that you've lived long enough, maybe like a Knicks fan? That you've lived long enough that you don't have to explain why
Yes.
you love it and other people
Yes.
don't anymore.
I think we've always said one day soccer was going to be here. And I've been tired of hearing that. One day our team, we're going to win the National World Cup. One day we're going to do this. One day we're going to have a league. One day. And you know, I think that day is here in one respect, as far as most people in the US are very familiar with soccer. They've watched the game now. If they watched any one of these World Cup games, I think they came away with being more impressed than if they hated soccer. Oh, that's only going to turn me
Well, hold
away.
on a second now. People
Sure.
that hated soccer in your life, would they admit that to you? I'm sure they. I mean, you're Highland Town buddies. You got buddies just didn't like soccer. They like you. They're your friend. Whatever. They just aren't soccer people. They're proud of you. You like
Sure.
y'all. You, but they're
No.
just not soccer people, right? Like, have you converted any of those people through a lifetime that
Think
you can
that.
look at and say, that person was watching the game Monday night back in 1984, 96, 2003. They didn't like soccer, but they at least watched the game on Monday, and I can die happy.
No question, there's people now that watch soccer and become diehards, that especially the international game, or the even the game that's on, you know, the English Premier League. Oh, you got to go back to just 25, 30 years ago, Nestor, when, you know, when I first came on the show, you literally can go and, you know, you wanted to watch a national team game, or you wanted to watch the English Premier, you had to have a special satellite. Now it's on every Saturday. Now these kids are growing up, you know, with English Premier shirts. They have their own team. They're rooting every Saturday morning, Sunday.
Messy jerseys, right?
Messi
Literally.
jerseys are all over. The game is here. It's part it, when I was younger, to see a commercial on TV was impossible. A soccer commercial. Now with this World Cup, there's more soccer commercials. I mean, it's here. It's part of our everyday fabric. And whether you like it or not, you know, it's here to stay. And now it's just a matter of our league, professional leagues, now only getting better and holding our own players and building our own league where we can be more proud of, rather than having to constantly go overseas to bring players in. And that's been my pet peeve for years. There's too many good players here, and every American league and every other sport is based on the American player. Soccer is still based on bringing over a foreign players. Is perceived as being better, and that's not true.
Has the Messi thing been great in America, as you see it? I mean, he played right here in Baltimore a couple
I
of weeks. I
think
mean,
so.
that's an amazing thing that Messi played and scored a goal in that stadium.
Amazing that he trained at UMBC. He it's amazing that, you know, he played here, one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest.
And you
And
saw Pele play Memorial Stadium too.
I
I know
seen
you did.
Pele, and I went up to see him in the Baltimore Hotel, Lord Baltimore Hotel. Remember that name? And we were looking all around for me, Sonny Askew, and Ernie Cox. We were looking all around for Pele. What floor is he on? He's on the 10th floor. We found him up there. Autographs, everything. So
Oh man, I see
unbelievable.
that. All right, we're gonna get pizza together, but I'm gonna leave you with this. Pete Carinci is, I love Pete. Everybody knows that. When we get together, we'll tell some Chicago stories. All right. I mean,
I just died. Walter.
well, you know, I interviewed Walt Perezater, right? Do you know
Did
about
you?
this?
No.
Oh, see, you're not on my Facebook. But let me get out on my Facebook page. I'll share this with you for a minute, because I'm happy to do this, tell this story because I haven't told it on the air. Pete Carinci, longtime UMBC coach, soccer legend, is a huge Chicago, the band Chicago, a fan, and so am I. We've attended a couple of Chicago concerts together. Your wife, we've had the four of us, your wife, our spouses, have had dinner at Ruth's Chris, show together at Chicago. So we love Chicago. They're playing with Sticks in a couple of weeks, here locally. Walt Perezater died a couple weeks ago. What is your favorite Chicago song, Pete? I need to know that.
Don't have a favorite. I like too many to have one favorite. Just wait. I mean, Beginnings would be the beginning of the one song that I like, but it's just too many. Wouldn't be fair to my group to
All
say
right.
one song.
Well, listen, I got this for you, and I'm going to try to share this with you for the audience too. Add on my Facebook. But I put this up. Can you see this here? The death of the great Walt
It. I see
Perezater.
it.
So back in 1985, I interviewed Walt Perezater of Chicago when I was at the News America. It was one of my very first interviews. I was 16 years old. March 5th, 1985, my dad's birthday. Well, we went down and I went backstage. There's the story that appeared in the News America. One of the first bylines I ever had. Tickets were $14.50 that night, by the way. Peter Cetera still in the band, and they gave me a photo pass in the pit. And that's Walt Perezater wearing. Now, the Orioles just won the World Series. So this is 85, right? March of
There.
85. The Orioles just won the World Series 16, 18 months earlier. And there's Peter Cetera. And then later in the show, he wore a Cal Ripken jersey. There's Jimmy Pankow in the back wearing Oriole jerseys. And I took these great pictures of Walt Perezater. There's Peter Cetera in his makeup and his puffy shirt. Lilo Land and Jimmy Pankow right there for you. So there you have it, and when I see that, it makes me smile, it makes me very happy. So you know what I mean? So that
I got
may
you.
so
I
make me
got you.
smile. We'll get together, we'll have some fun.
I
But I
got you.
last World Cup thing for you, I gotta give you is the Cape Verde story. Are they the UMBC of the World Cup? I need to know.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody gave them a chance. That's for sure. Nobody gave us a chance. And you prove people wrong. That's the beauty of the game. You go in and you have your opportunity to play. And but yeah, I mean that's a good analogy for sure.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have you down to Pizza John's a couple weeks. We're going to do the show, hopefully. Bring the stuff from 94, like bring the
Got it.
pictures or pictures of the pictures. We'll do a
Got
little show
it.
and tell. I'd love to
All
do
right.
that.
Well, you got it. We'll do it.
So what I'm gonna do is bring all my 2006 stuff when I went to Germany, only World Cup I attended. And I'll bring my stories of how I fell in love with the World Cup in 98. I have my ticket stubs from the Ecuador. Hold on, I didn't even show you this, right? Hold on, while we're doing this, because this is going to be easier to show this, I think, this way, add on my Facebook here. Yeah, I can do this. So, Petey, were you a part of the Ecuador 97 game, the friendly that was played here? You were at that game,
I
right?
was at that game, yes. I was there.
So when they came in to train, they trained at Goucher. Now, were you at Essex then, or were you already at UMBC in 97?
In 97, I was at UMBC.
Okay, they trained at Goucher, and they stayed at the Towson Sheridan where my studios were. My stu my I was on 1360 then. I did not own the station yet. I didn't get the station until 98. So this is in 97. And Petey, I found this stuff. I want to share this with you because it's glorious. This is the post I put up. And I put it up on July 1st, but back in 97, they were getting ready for the 98 tournament, and they came in and they played a friendly at Memorial Stadium in the summer of 97. So the Ravens were already here, so the stadium was sort of functional at that time. And there's Tab Ramos, who had a Snickers commercial. It was a big deal to have a national commercial to be on a Snickers commercial. And they all came and they sat in my studio. There's Steve Sampson kissing me. See the Orioles schedule behind me? See that right there? I'm wearing my Hard
See
Rock
it.
jersey. You
See
sat in
it.
the studio. I know
That's a
you came
great
to the
picture.
studio. right?
Yeah.
There's the ticket stub from the game, and there's Preki and Roy, very young Roy Lassiter, whose son has some caps with the U.S. team as well. WLG, there's an early Ravens Flying B cassette tapes. There's my Orioles schedule that's on the wall there. There's Steve Sam. Look at that picture. This is the national
Picture.
coach, man,
Great
right?
pick, great picture.
So these are legit, and there I am with Preki and with Brad Friedel, having a dinner down at Union Station when they had the first
Tuxedo
ever,
only.
what was it,
Tux.
MLS? It was a Pepsi event. My thanks to Liam Fuller, who loved me, and Pepsi had me as a guest in DC. I have pictures of Valderrama, Mia Hamm was there, the whole deal. But this was a friendly held at Memorial Stadium. Here's the squad. You ready? Brad Friedel, Greg Vanney, Robin Fraser, Thomas Dooley, Maisonette was on that squad, Mark Chung, Tab Ramos, Roy Lassiter. So Petey, I have all of these heirlooms and these memories of all of this, and it ties our friendship
Oh,
together, I
yeah,
think, you
that's
know?
nice. That was great to see.
You got to bring your 94 World Cup stuff, okay? And
All right, I'll
try,
bring it.
listen, I know you're an old fart. Sit around next week, get some coffee, all right?
No,
Wake
man,
up. Listen.
I'm always moving. I'm all around. You walk around, you ride around Perry Hall, you'll see me walking.
I
I'm
listen.
everywhere.
Get all of your stuff together and write down a couple of key memories. I want, because I know you have them, and I want you to bring me every World Cup memory from 94 so we can share it, all right?
Got a memory of riding up to Philly, and this guy tells me he's getting engaged. He
No,
got engaged.
that wrong memory. That was an MISL.
Oh,
That was a championship
I
game.
know. I'm just joking. I'm just saying. I remember this
All right,
guy.
Pete
So,
Carenji was the. This is true.
the big
This is
bachelor
true.
of the area is telling me he just got
Pete
engaged,
Carenji is
and
the
I
first
won't forget
human being I told that
that.
I was getting married.
I
Because I,
remember
you know
that.
why I told you? Because I felt like you could keep the secret.
Did keep the secret for how many years?
I
Years and
told
years.
you, and
I
I
never
like,
told anybody. You finally revealed it on the air.
I got a ring, and I was going to propose to my now wife of 23 years.
Yeah.
I was, and you and I were together, and I said, Pete, I got an engagement ring. I'm going to propose to this girl from New Hampshire. I hope she says yes. And you were the only one who knew. I told you, I confided in you. You're like a priest to me, Petey.
Oh my God, no. All right.
Pompey Pete the priest.
All right. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I love Pete Carenji. He is the man, the myth, the legend,
Keep up the good
the
work.
prince of Highland Town. You know what? This tournament's been unbelievable, Pete, because it's had me showing my wife and looking up where Tito Yuzice was so I could see the hometown of Stan Stamenkovich. And then I started thinking about the prince, Molly, Mike Stankovic, and thinking of his hometown and whether they're Croatian or Zagreb or Serbian. They're Serbian. So
You're
I
in the
was
history.
Bosnia Herzegovina. I was trying to. I'm doing it all, Pete. I'm learning new languages. I'm getting ready for Brazil, and I'm gonna have pizza with you, Pete Carinci. I love you.
We'll be
Be good.
together,
All right.
buddy. All right. Be good.
I'm so
All
happy. There he is.
right, man.
That you love
I
me.
will
There he
talk to
goes.
you. Take
Make
care.
me smile. There he goes.
All
Pete
right.
Carinci. We're Baltimore positive. Stay
All
with
right,
us.
buddy.